Johnston believes the U.S. Census Bureau didn't count more than 2,000 housing units and overcounted vacant properties. The city contests that the count should be 16,500 people higher. The undercount could result in the loss of millions of dollars in federal funding. Speaking at a press conference Tuesday, Johnston said the city could receive an additional $7 million in housing funds if the count is corrected.
This undercount has real impacts on federal funding and our ability to access the resources our community needs and quite frankly deserves.
Milwaukee joins Detroit, Boston, and other cities in challenging their numbers. Milwaukee was successful in a similar challenge in 2007. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.